Hello and welcome to another episode of City on a Hill, a podcast about what it means to be a citizen of heaven and a citizen of the United States. We want to encourage Christians to find their tribe in the church and their hope in the kingdom of God, rather than to seek both in the kingdom of man. So with that, let's get to it today.
Well, hello, I'm Eric Estep, and this is the City on a Hill podcast. Welcome back, listeners. Today, I am all by myself. We are just a couple weeks out from the election day itself, and we just thought rather than give you some more opinions or some more ideas or talk about some of the how and some of the why and some of the what, instead of adding more opinions into the air, which I'm sure you're getting plenty of right now, we should instead just pray. And one of the things I often do when I'm faced with an event and want to talk to God about it or want to encourage community to talk to God about it, I will often pull out the book Every Moment Holy, and it is a liturgy for the everyday. So in that book, there's a liturgy for making coffee. There's a liturgy for lighting the first fire in the fireplace of the year, which we just did at our house. And we're going to be using the book to do a liturgy for moving, because we're moving pretty soon, and then moving it out of a house and moving into a house. So I checked, and there is, and this can actually, you can get this on the Rabbit Room website, but there's a liturgy for Election Day. So this I thought would be a good prayer. I'm just going to pray it as our episode today, and it's something we can rehearse together. We can pray this together, and I hope you can take these words and use them when you're thinking, man, what do I say to God? How do I pray about this thing, especially as stress increases or uncertainty increases, or just potential outcomes that you may not like or do like? I think this would be good language to speak to God and have it form your talking to Him, and I trust He'll form your hearts in that process as well. So let me pray. A liturgy for Election Day. Almighty God, who has given us an abundance of good things, has set our feet about these boundaried shores, and has called us to give an account for the work of our hands, we ask your blessings upon this Election Day. Forgive us for thinking your love is a zero-sum equation in which we are held harmless in loving only those who think, speak, and vote like us. Forgive us for refusing to let go of the hopelessness found in cold hypocrisies and bold untruths. Forgive us for painting in the light of partisanship and fear your call to love all your children. Forgive us for tending poorly to one another, separating from one another, and dividing prematurely those worthy and those lost. Give hope to us, O Lord, that these days are not unknown to you, as we powerfully proclaim that you are not a God of darkness and chaos. Let us with steadfast hearts participate in this beautiful exercise of democracy. Give love to us, O Lord, as we deepen our need to love one another. Remind us that you, not our candidates, are the fount of all holiness. Let us recall with humility our own sins as we remember that all are welcome at your table. Open our hearts to new days, new leadership, and new ideas as we pray for those who will begin the work of directing this country. Give courage to us, O Lord, as we act with scrutiny of word and deed toward those whose names are listed on our ballots, heard in our conversations, and spoken in our homes. Guide us as we separate what is good, beautiful, and true from the rubbish and noise of all that inevitably will come. Ignite in us the holy desire to carry out your work regardless of the outcome of this day. Give us mercy, O Lord, to lose with dignity and win with compassion, remembering all those on the ballot were made in your image. Let us rise again tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow with an urgency to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, bury the dead, shelter the traveler, comfort the sick, and set the captive free. Lord, hear the prayers of all those gathered in voting booths, in precincts, in campaign rallies, and those huddled around computer screens. Hear the prayers of your children, who raise their hands with confidence, just as you continue to hear the prayers of those whose hands will always tremble in silence. See in us, Holy Father, what you love in your Son, as we offer great thanks that our citizenship in heaven will never rest upon our political allegiances, but on the sacrifice of the cross. Remind us of the promise of your salvation as you bestow upon this land your protection and your guidance. We give you this day and every day to shelter and bless this country we love. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Hear our prayer. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Hold our beloved states. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Amen.